The last thing I want to ask you about is the issue of the patient with hepatic-only metastases. And I'm curious for your take on a couple issues there. The first is the patient who has potentially resectable disease, you know, maybe an isolated lesion, looks like it's going to be easy to take out. What are your thoughts about the, I guess it seems like a controversy emerging about whether or not these patients should get preoperative systemic therapy or not?
Well, I think it may be more of an apparent controversy than the real one. You know, most of us today, even if you have a solitary liver metastasis that's removed surgically, are going to land up giving some adjuvant therapy. So the real question is, should you give pre and post-op, or is post-op just as good? Now, I think that's really a question of style over substance. We know in the EORTC trial, they gave 3 months of FOLFOX before and 3 months of FOLFOX after liver resection for resectable liver metastases, and the effect was similar to the hazard ratio we see for adjuvant therapy with FOLFOX for colon cancer in general. So, you know, that shows that in a randomized study, that's very difficult to do, given surgical predilections, you can demonstrate the benefit of 6 months of FOLFOX. Whether you give half before or all 6 months afterwards, I think is kind of a non-issue. In my institution, if somebody has a solitary metastasis, we're probably likely to take them to the OR before. You know, if they've got more and we think we're going to downstage, we'll probably give pre-op and then go to surgery.
What about choice of therapy, both in the, quote, adjuvant setting after these lesions are removed, and also choice of therapy in the patient who needs tumor shrinkage in order to get to surgery?
Well, we don't have really great data that tells us if FOLFOX or FOLFIRI is a preferable chemotherapy in this setting, so I think either of them can be effective. The real question today might be the use of bevacizumab or cetuximab. So I guess we're thinking maybe the shrinkage rate with bevacizumab may not be as much as we like, mainly because in the large 966 study that I just mentioned, the response rate was the same in both arms. And so it didn't look like you got a large response rate difference when you add bevacizumab to FOLFOX. If you add bevacizumab to IFL, it looks like you get a 10% difference. When you add a bevacizumab to FOLFOX in second-line therapy, it looks like you got a 10% difference. In the TREE trial, where we didn't have a randomization, but it was, you know, historical cohorts, it looked like there was a 10% difference. But the large randomized trial and the biggest trial ever done showed no difference. So that could be an issue. On the other hand, the first-line study of FOLFIRI with or without cetuximab, the CRYSTAL trial, if you have a KRAS wild type, you really benefited and you got a pretty good augmentation of response rate when you use cetuximab. So I think that's a real question if we should be using cetuximab as our first-line antibody if we're trying to really shrink down liver metastases preoperatively.
What about post-op?
Well, post-op, one would need to do another adjuvant trial and seeing how long it takes to recur and if there is any difference. So there may be something that's being planned. I don't know.
What's your approach right now in terms of selection of agents, or particularly whether you're going to use a biologic post-op?
I think that, in general, we've been using bevacizumab up to now. But, you know, with the first-line data coming out and the KRAS data, it is much more tempting in the wild-type patient to use cetuximab. And in Europe, FOLFIRI with cetuximab is an approved first-line regimen for wild-type patient population. In the U.S., whether the FDA is going to change the label is still a question because these are all retrospective data, but they're very convincing, and we know that the KRAS mutated patient does not really benefit from cetuximab or panitumumab. So, you know, if you have a wild-type KRAS, then your chance of responding to this kind of combination chemotherapy is 65 to 75%. You know, you want to maybe take advantage of that if you're trying to get people to surgery.